safety standards and training budget. And at this point, Director Minnis, if you'd like to come forward, and Mr. Wilson, do you want to recommend how we proceed? Or
Mr. Chair, you should have a memo in front of you. This is, except for one change in a couple places, this is basically what was sent out to you, I believe, on Friday morning. The only change is that I added a position that I had inadvertently left out. It doesn't change the dollars, it only changes the FTE and position number. And I've shaded that where it's important, or where the change is made in the document. As I would suggest we again, like before, go sort of division through division. This is a multi-division program, but a lot more simple than State Police or Department of Corrections in terms of the number of policy packages and divisions. So with that, Mr. Chair, I'll just start going through and then...
Please.
In terms of the budget and changes to the governor's budget, there is the general fund is the only use of general fund in this agency is for debt service. It's been adjusted slightly to reflect more up-to-date information from both the agency and the Department of Administrative Services. The budget assumes funding to expand the law enforcement or keep the expansion of the law enforcement training to 16 weeks. That has been up and running for a little, for what, about 6 months, a little less than 6 months, I believe. There are resources added to provide sufficient instructors and equipment to provide that the police and correctional sessions that are anticipated in the current workload. Those were added above the co-chair's budget. And the biggest change probably from the governor's budget is the instructor development package, which was added toward the end of last session, is significantly reduced, but not quite the amount that it was reduced in the co-chair's budget. If you start off with the Criminal Justice Standards and Training Unit, this is their largest unit. It is basically where police, sheriff deputies, correctional officers, parole probation officers, 911, and emergency medical dispatchers are trained. Primarily, it's CFA funded for the police and corrections. There's also 911 funds that flow into here for telecommunications and the emergency medical dispatchers. The largest package that was part of this budget is package 115 there on the bottom of page 2. The governor's budget had just under $2.5 million of CFAA funding, 16 positions. The positions included a number of training positions and folks that ran the gun ranges. There were a number of positions to strengthen the scenario-based training, which was an important part or important component of the training for the agency. Three positions to assist recruits who fail to meet basic requirements. Range master positions, which I mentioned already. Health and fitness training, a training development coordinator, and two positions for pursuit intervention technique training. LFO recommends just shy of $1.7 million of CFA funding in this package. Those positions or things that are not funded in these dollars are the pursuit intervention training, one of the health and fitness instructors, and the instructors of the remedial program. This is based on discussions with the agency about their priorities and all of their policy packages and the co-chair's cuts. In addition, we fund $306,000 between this package and package 119 in the admin and support function, with dollars that are currently in, or revenues that are currently in their budget in this biennium. Still need the limitation, but you don't need the new revenues. And that will be reflected in the allocation bill for CFAA. Mr. Chair, that is the largest package of theirs. So instead of 16 positions being funded, LFO is recommending 10 positions. The next package is 117, the standards and certification increases. This was adding two staff positions to keep pace with workload in certifying and investigating licensed public safety staff. There's a compliance specialist and a support staff. for data entry and reception responsibilities. LFO recommends the approval of this package, but with slightly fewer months because these folks need to be hired, so it was not for the full 24 months. We recommending funding for 21 months. Package 118, we agree with the governor. This is reclassing four positions, which has been reviewed by the personnel folks or human resources staff at DAS. We go along with the governor's recommended that approve the reclass, but find the dollars internally of the agency. Package 124 originally was presented as a package for the OLCC enforcement agent training. Basically, what they requested the training or the expenditure limitation of position for are, as they contract with OLCC to do training, they had to burn their limitation and position or FTE that they had applied for generally for police and correctional training. So our recommendation here is to provide them the limitation and the position, but unschedule the amount until they truly need it as a contract with OLCC. We also recommend an increase in this package for a same arrangement to be funded for or to be funded by Oregon University System as they ask DPSST to train some of their public safety officers. There was a bill running through the legislature, and if that passes, that will take care of that. Again, we recommend unscheduling that amount until they truly need that, and that would mean they just need to go back to DAS and request the scheduling of that. And finally, 810, this was a package that I mentioned before for instructional training or development training. The co-chairs had cut $1 million out of the governor's budget. This was not new money. This was money that was existing from an addition from last biennium. The LFO recommendation is for a reduction of just shy of $800,000, three positions, and this reduction will reduce expenditures for this purpose by almost about 70% from what is in the current 05-07 budget as you roll it up to your essential budget level. This was based on the priorities that the department and I and BAM had discussions over, and components of package 117 placed higher than most of the components of this instructional development training. The issues and budget notes for this division, the LFO recommendation, based on discussions with the agency, assume that this should be enough funding for 18 basic law enforcement classes of 40 students and also 21 correctional classes of 40 students. Keep in mind that they really, you know, at any point in time as they plan ahead, they don't know how many folks they're going to have to train. It's based on a number of factors. Not only state troopers, State Department of Corrections folks, but they're also training for local police agencies, both sheriffs and police departments. And so, therefore, to a certain extent, you know, they have an idea of how many people they think they're going to have to train, but it's definitely not a set number throughout the biennium. There are a number of factors, how many troopers are hired by the state police, how many lateral hires they have by the state police, how many folks in the turnover of Department of Corrections and local law enforcement agencies, jails, that kind of thing. What we are recommending as a budget note is that the DPSST to report to the Interim Joint Committee on Ways and Means or the Emergency Board, whatever is appropriate in terms of timing, on the number of new recruits, the number of trainees requiring training in all areas, the source of these new recruits, basically what agencies are they coming from, and the impact this had on the operations and finances of the agency. In addition, we're requesting that DAS unschedule $1 million in this budget unit, and that can be released if it's so merited based on the report to the Emergency Board and the Interim Committee. But at the same time, we don't feel that the agency shouldn't go ahead and hire the new positions at its request or that are part of the recommendations. It's based more if they truly need all those positions. A lot of their positions are part-time folks that, so a number of trainees will be hired on a single position to fill the FTE. They have, most of their instructors are part-time. Many of them are state troopers, police folks, Department of Corrections employees, and retired law enforcement folks. Mr. Chair, that is the total of their primary training division for law enforcement. I'll take any questions on those policy packages.
Any discussion on this division's policy packages? Any objections or changes?
The next unit is the fire standards and training. There was one policy package, number 121. This is the this division is primarily funded with fire insurance premium tax. This package adds a training coordinator for the fire program to develop and enhance overall training for firefighters across the state. It also adds two trainers for the Code 3 driving program. This is a driving program geared toward the larger vehicles of fire departments. It also includes, the package also includes equipment for the training tower. For those that took a tour, there was a building specially constructed for training firefighters. It's built in with natural gas flame, so the building can start on fire and provide training for those folks. We recommend the approval of this package, but recognizing that they're not going to be hiring people right on July 1 for this, one of these positions, that we recommend that that position be only funded for 22 months. That is the only policy package in this particular unit, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Wilson. Any discussion about this policy option package? Objections or recommended changes? Okay, let's keep rolling.
The next unit is private security investigators. This is a unit that was added on to by the 2005 legislature to transfer the licensing and other functions of the Board of Investigators to this unit in a bill. There are no policy packages, so what this is essentially, the governor's budget is essentially the essential budget level. There are no separate policy packages for that. The Public Safety Memorial Fund, this is provides financial assistance to family members of public safety officers who are killed, or permanently or disabled, or totally disabled in the line of duty. As noted in the issue or in the bullets, this actual spending on this program is almost impossible to forecast, given that you're really not sure how many law enforcement officers are going to be injured or killed in the line of duty. The governor's budget allocated $573,000 of CFA funding and provided that same level of limitation. We agree with the level of limitation that's required, but the agency, based on the most recent available information, believes it probably only needs a shy of $235,000 in new resources in terms of new revenues. So the allocation bill for the criminal fines and assessment revenues will show less by about $250,000, a little less than that, less of CFA revenues going for this program, but it will need the 573 in limitation because it will use existing resources in that's carried forward from the current biennium.
Could I ask a question on that? You have the memorial fund, like when the firefighters down in Coosbay got killed a couple of years ago. You get an annuity for their children, or you don't?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Barker, this is a cash program, and it's their cash grants. We've had some internal discussions about the need to have some actuary and some investment strategy because the program is over time to be legislation, new components being added to it, growing in its complexity, and the expertise does not reside in this agency to manage that effectively. So it's basically based on what comes in the door.
Because that's what I was thinking. It seems to me there was nine children involved there, so that's nine college educations down the road. And if we don't get it done this time, which looks like we won't, maybe next time around here we better take a look and see if we can't help you get some actuarial work done on those kind of things.
Chairman, we would welcome that, or as I've suggested to Corey Streisinger, perhaps transferring this function to see that has actuaries.
Thank you.
All right, let's keep rolling.
There are no policy packages for the memorial fund, other than recognizing the change in the revenue mix for the limitation that's there. The final unit is administrative or administration support services. You'll notice in the table there at the bottom of page 6, the general fund. This is the only general fund in the agency, and it is for debt service for the facility out east of town here. It is reduced slightly, as I'll notice later, or note later. The majority of this funding is not necessary for the administration, but it does provide all the cost of running the new training facility, food service, housekeeping, maintenance, operations, computer systems, and the whatnot. Package 118 on page 7, position reclassification. LFO agrees with the governor's recommendation to approve the 9 positions for reclassification. They have all been reviewed and approved by the DAS Human Resources staff, but as the governor recommended, approve the reclasses, but have the agency find the funding internally of its operations. Package 119 was a facilities maintenance increases. It provided staff to maintain buildings and grounds. There were a number of new positions, one relating to all the electronic control systems that need to be maintained, student worker positions for grounds and maintenance, and there was also funding in there for some prison labor work crews. Also funding for computer maintenance, computerized maintenance management system, and for systems development charge. Again, like we did with the training package 115, we asked the agency to prioritize in terms of what they thought needed to be added back from the co-chair's budget, and this generally reflects that prioritization relative to other things, other parts of the agency. We recommend establishing 3 positions, including the electronic control systems. We also have funding in our recommendation for the wetlands monitoring cost and the computerized management system. The management system, the computerized management system, like other equipment, will be paid with 0507 resources that are carried forward into the next biennium. Therefore, you don't need new revenue for it, but you do need the limitation for it. So instead of 7 positions, the LFO recommendation is on 3 positions at about $500,000 less in funding. And I will talk about a major component of that reduction here in a second. Package 120 was the support services increases. The major component of this was a position for network maintenance. They have a much more complex computer network than they did in their old facility, and therefore this position is justified. Also included as packages of staff training dollars and DOJ legal cost increases. We recommend the approval of this position. 813 is a new package. One of the things that was not included in the governor's budget was phase 2 of their major computer management system, what they refer to as ADAMS, the Academy Training and Operations Management System. The committee or the agency had recommended this be funded with CFAA, Criminal Fines and Assessment Revenues. The governor did not include it in his budget. It was after discussions with the agency here in the last couple weeks, it was determined that the fire insurance premium tax revenues could pay for a large portion of this to get, because this was crucial, a high priority for fire agencies across the state to streamline the certification of firefighters for those professions that are licensed and certified by the agency.
Great.
Therefore, we can use FIPT to do a lot of the development work. This is fine with the interest groups that use FIPT or have interest in FIPT revenue sources. And then as other funds become available, those professions can transfer the certification from their areas onto the system. So this is a $200,000 increase in other funds limitation that had not been part of the governor's budget. And finally, package 814 are the adjustments to debt service based on more up-to-date information. There's a reduction of almost $200,000 in general fund and a slightly larger increase in other funds to balance out what is actually needed for debt service for the 07-09 biennial. The one issue listed there at the bottom of page 8, the governor's budget included $141,000 to pay a City of Salem assessment, dates back a number of years for that property. The agency did not rank this very high in their priorities to our request for their priorities, but that bill may come due. And all we are asking is that before they return to the legislature resources, if they feel they need to, that they really look inside their budget to pay for that $141,000 before requesting the emergency board or other legislative entity for those resources. Mr. Chair, that completes the discussion of the budget, the policy packages, and our recommendations.
All right. Are there any objections or changes to this last round of policy packages in administration and support services? Discussion about that? All right. Is there a motion on the LFO recommendations?
Mr. Chair, I move the LFO recommendations.
Senator Westland has moved the LFO recommendations. Are there any objections? Seeing none, the motion is approved. Should I move on to the budget?
You do have the budget. On page 9, Mr. Chair, is the appropriation bill amendments that we will request LC to draft for the full committee. They reflect the LFO recommendations.
Is there a motion to approve the Department of Public Safety Standards and Training budget as amended?
Mr. Chair, I move the budget for DPSST as listed on page 9 of the memo addressed to the subcommittee.
As amended.
As amended.
Is that correct?
We did amend it, so it's all right.
All right. Senator Westland has moved the budget for DPSST as listed on page 9 of the memo addressed to the subcommittee. Is there any discussion? Any objections? Seeing none, so ordered.
Mr. Chair, then the next step is performance measures. They are, should also be attached to your materials in front of you. Basically, the agency is starting to take a close look and try to start moving somewhat away from survey-based information. While survey information can be useful in terms of measuring the success of the program, since the department almost depends on it exclusively, it may be a little too much dependency. The agency itself has identified issues with its current set, stating they are reactive, assume an unproven clause and effect relationship, cause and effect relationships, and do want to take a look at some alternatives. They have already started taking a look at performance measures that take a look at the 16-week law enforcement training class, which they think is probably the most important thing given its newness and the legislative importance placed on that program. And they are taking a look at looking at a number of areas, including officer safety, use of force, situational judgment, knowledge of the law, communication, negotiation, problem solving. It is our recommendation that the agency should continue the existing measures that are listed on the page 1 of this report. At the same time, they need to continue looking at some of the others, which they are undergoing already. We are also recommending that before September 2008 that they return to the Joint Legislative Audit Committee for approval of any new measures they come up with and a review of the process they're going to, which will then lead them into the budget process for the 09-11 biennium. That is, Mr. Chair, our recommendation discussion on performance measures.
Are there any objections to the LFO recommendations on performance measures or any discussion? Representative Nicholson.
No objections. I wanted to take a moment to talk about one part of the discussion that we heard during the presentation some weeks ago, and that's the area of private security programs. This is probably a growth area rather than a shrinking area. It seems to me that we're seeing more people in neighborhoods, whether it's residential or commercial and industrial, turning to private security services when we aren't able to provide enough public safety through through public funding. And so as we see the increase in use of private security agencies, I just wanted to note that that part of the discussion interested me. I think it's important, and I think this department's role in making sure that the public is safeguarded, not only that they're receiving the services, but the services they're receiving are from people who are trained and licensed and can deal with the situations appropriately. It seems a shame that we don't have adequate public funding to take care of 100% of the needs that people perceive they have. But I'm pleased that we have at least some role in the training and oversight of private security as a service. So I'm pleased to see that there are a couple of performance measures in this area. And I also wanted to make a brief note of there's been a bill in this session that has to do with private security on university and college campuses as well. And I'd like to make sure that we stay on top of this situation. It seems that where we've had interagency agreements between colleges and universities and a local police department, for example, those appear to have been working all right, but it seems that there's some increasing interest in private or campus-run security, and to what degree are those campus security officers appropriately trained to protect the people on the campus as well as to protect themselves in the job that they're trying to do.
Thank you, Representative Nicholson. Other discussion? Are there any objections, then, to the LFO recommendations on performance measures? So moved. We move on to the final subcommittee action.
Like a motion, Mr. Chair?
Yeah, is there a motion to move Senate Bill 5536 as amended to the
Senate Bill 5536 to the full committee with a due pass recommendation?
Senator Westland has moved Senate Bill 5536 as amended be reported out to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means with a due pass recommendation. Are there any objections? Seeing none, the motion is approved. Carriers, this is a Senate bill. Correct? Yeah. So,
Carrier, did you want me to, Mr. Chair?
Senator Nelson, would you like to carry? Okay. And I'd also like to mention and thank Senator Nelson for his leadership in recommending increases to this budget. As you know, the co-chairs didn't fund the policy option packages at all, but thanks to you prioritizing it, we were able to get a considerable way back towards the governor's budget. And I'm pleased that will happen, particularly around Package 115, which is the training that some of my constituents have expressed are very important. And so let's see, we also need a House carrier on just the floor. Right, Representative Barker? Okay. And then, Director Mattis, would you like to make any parting words?
At this point, it wouldn't be wise.
Well, I'm sure that the governor's office will continue to work with the co-chairs to work on the rest of the budget process for you. So thank you very much.
Mr. Chair, there is no meeting tomorrow. Just Department of Justice will hopefully be on Monday. The only budgets you have left is DA's, Justice, Judiciary, or Judicial Department, and we will hopefully bring back Criminal Justice Commissioner probably midweek next week to take care of some an issue that has come up that we need to revisit. So you're close to the end of the work in terms of the budget.
All right. This meeting is adjourned.